History is full of jobs that took an immense physical toll on employees, from miners and construction workers through to those who suffered Fossey jaw, a destruction of the jawbone in the match factories of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. But it is only in the past couple of decades that workers' mental health has become more widely discussed and understood. The first World Mental Health Day was organised in 1992. The latest was marked on October 10th. Charity campaigns like Time to Change in Britain try to remove the stigma associated with mental health problems. Those problems are widespread. A recent review of studies in Europe found that 38% of the EU's population suffers from a mental disorder, on a broad definition ranging from anxiety to drug dependence, each year. As well as severe distress, this inevitably leads to absenteeism and poor performance. The World Health Organization, or WHO, estimates that mental health troubles cost the global economy $1 trillion a year in lost output. In a survey of American workers, 63% of respondents reported that stress in the workplace had a significant impact on their mental and behavioral health. According to a study by the Confederation of British Industry, which represents big businesses, 40% of employers in 2017 reported that more than 5% of their workforce had a mental health issue. That was nearly a four-fold increase on a similar survey conducted in 2013. This higher figure may actually be an encouraging sign. As the stigma surrounding mental illness fades, more people may be willing to admit to it. Society has certainly come a long way in its treatment of mental health. When Bartleby's father suffered from depression after losing out from a job reshuffle in the 1960s, the doctors suggested electric shock treatment. Bartleby's grandmother suffered from severe postnatal depression in the 1920s. She was placed in a mental home and never saw her child again. Nowadays, treatment is much more likely to be associated with pharmaceuticals, though admittedly this can bring its own problems, notably the risk of addiction, and with therapy.